Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Patriot's History of the United States. Updated edition by Larry Schweikart presents an interpretive survey of American history from early European exploration through modern debates about government, culture, and policy. Widely known for pushing back against what the authors describe as an overly negative, conflict-centered national narrative, the book argues that the United States is best understood through its founding ideals, economic dynamism, civic institutions, and the cumulative achievements of citizens rather than primarily through elites or structural oppression. The updated edition extends the storyline into more recent decades, framing contemporary politics in terms of expanding federal power, entitlement growth, and changing educational and cultural attitudes. Written in a brisk, thesis-driven style, it highlights entrepreneurs, soldiers, inventors, reformers, and local communities, emphasizing self-government and the moral language of liberty. Whether readers agree or disagree with its conclusions, the book functions as a coherent alternative lens on familiar events, inviting reflection on how historical interpretation shapes civic identity and public policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the American story through a patriotic lens. The central theme of the book is that historical interpretation is never neutral, and that much modern storytelling about the United States overemphasizes national flaws while underplaying achievements. Schweikart advances a narrative that foregrounds political liberty, voluntary associations, religious and civic motivations, and the capacity of ordinary people to build institutions. In practice, this means interpreting major turning points as contests over self-government and constitutional limits rather than as inevitable clashes of class or identity. The book also argues that patriotism is not simple cheerleading, but a framework that assumes the nation's founding principles are worth defending and improving. That premise influences which actors receive attention, with greater focus on builders of communities, defenders of independence, and innovators who expanded opportunity. The book encourages readers to evaluate historical claims by asking what evidence is emphasized, what is omitted, and what moral assumptions guide the narrative. Even readers who approach the text skeptically can use it as a guide to identifying how lenses shape judgments about progress, culpability, and national purpose. The result is a history that seeks to restore pride as an interpretive category while still recognizing conflict and imperfection. Secondly, discovery, colonization, and the foundations of self-government. In its early chapters, the book traces the transition from exploration to settlement and argues that the seeds of American political culture were planted long before independence. It highlights the development of local governance, representative assemblies, and community norms that blended religious conviction with practical self-rule. The narrative treats colonial society as diverse and contested, yet emphasizes how decentralized decision-making and property ownership fostered habits of independence. The book also contrasts different European models of colonization and the varying relationships among settlers, imperial authorities, and indigenous peoples, presenting these interactions as complex rather than one-dimensional. Particular attention is given to how economic incentives, frontier conditions, and religious pluralism shaped institutions that later became central to the American identity. The authors present the revolutionary period as the culmination of long-standing expectations about rights, consent, and limits on power, not merely a reaction to isolated tax disputes. This framing invites readers to view the founding era as a practical achievement in institution building, rooted in local experience and civic participation. The emphasis is on continuity between colonial governance and the later constitutional system. Thirdly, the founding, the Constitution, and the meaning of liberty, a major topic, is the founding generation's attempt to turn revolutionary ideals into durable structures. The book depicts the Constitution as a deliberate solution to the dangers of concentrated power, factionalism, and instability, emphasizing separation of powers, federalism, and the rule of law. It treats debates between Federalists and Anti-Federalists as serious disagreements about how to secure liberty, not simply a struggle between aristocrats and Democrats. By focusing on institutional design, the narrative highlights how checks and balances were meant to restrain both government overreach and sudden popular passions. The book also places the early republic's challenges, including economic policy, diplomacy, and internal disputes, within the larger question of whether a free people could govern themselves over time. Readers are encouraged to see political liberty as inseparable from civic virtue, personal responsibility, and the cultural norms that support constitutional order. The authors argue that the American experiment depended on a shared commitment to limited government and a moral understanding of rights. This approach reframes many later conflicts as arguments over whether the nation stayed faithful to its constitutional architecture and the founding vision of freedom. Fourthly, expansion, conflict, and the growth of American power. The book interprets national expansion and major conflicts as tests of the country's principles and resilience. It considers how territorial growth, industrial development, and waves of immigration expanded economic opportunity while also generating political and moral disputes. War and crisis are presented as moments when civic unity and constitutional limits were strained, forcing Americans to reconsider what freedom, equality, and national purpose required. The narrative emphasizes military and diplomatic episodes, as well as domestic mobilization, highlighting the role of production, innovation, and community sacrifice. It portrays American growth as driven by a combination of entrepreneurship, geographic mobility, and a belief in upward mobility, while also acknowledging that these forces produced tensions. A recurring argument is that American power, when aligned with constitutional ideals, can serve as a force for stability and liberty, yet power also brings risks of mission creep and centralized control. By placing economic and geopolitical change alongside cultural shifts, the book frames the United States as a dynamic society whose institutions were repeatedly reshaped under pressure. The reader is invited to analyze how expansion and conflict accelerated federal authority and altered the relationship between citizens and the state. Lastly, Modern America and the Debate Over Entitlements and National Identity. In its more contemporary sections, the updated edition advances a critique of the modern administrative state and the political incentives that encourage continual expansion of federal programs. The book frames the rise of entitlements and regulatory growth as a turning point in the relationship between citizens, markets, and government, arguing that dependence can weaken civic responsibility and distort constitutional boundaries. It links these policy shifts to broader cultural and educational changes, including contested narratives about American history and identity. The authors contend that the way history is taught influences whether citizens see the nation as essentially legitimate and improvable, or fundamentally suspect. The storyline emphasizes debates over taxation, welfare policy, healthcare, and the role of courts and executive agencies, portraying them as struggles over limited government and personal liberty. Even for readers who do not share the book's ideological outlook, this section provides a clear set of claims to test against other interpretations: how much government growth is sustainable, what trade-offs entitlements create, and how civic cohesion is maintained in a pluralistic society. The book encourages readers to connect historical precedent to current policy questions rather than treating modern politics as detached from the past. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want a sweeping narrative of U.S. history that explicitly defends the nation's founding ideals and foregrounds achievement, institutional development, and the role of ordinary citizens. It can also benefit students and general readers who already know standard survey accounts and want an alternative interpretive framework to compare arguments, evidence, and emphases. By presenting American history as a continuing argument about liberty, self-government, and constitutional limits, it encourages readers to connect past decisions to present-day policy debates and to think more critically about how civic identity is formed. The potential life benefit is practical. It can sharpen civic literacy, strengthen understanding of how institutions work, and provide a vocabulary for evaluating claims about government growth, rights, and responsibilities. Compared with many similar one-volume histories, its value lies in its consistent thesis, its willingness to challenge mainstream academic fashions, and its focus on entrepreneurs, community builders, and defenders of the constitutional order. Readers may not agree with every conclusion, but the book is worth buying as a well-known counter-narrative that clarifies what is at stake in historical interpretation and invites more informed, engaged citizenship. If you would like to support Larry Schweikart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.